Mick Squarick of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says survey crews are keeping busy in Brown, Dane, and Kenosha counties. To date, nearly 300 trees in these areas have been cut down, and more than 10 dozen have had their bark peeled for telltale signs of the burrowing larvae. Squarick says plans are to survey 44 counties this winter. He says while there's been no sign of the insects so far, that doesn't mean Wisconsin forests are in the clear.
It's certainly reasonable to assume that emerald ash borer is somewhere in Wisconsin, given our proximity to the known areas of infestation in Illinois, and the fact that firewood from infested states has probably come into Wisconsin sometime in the last 10 to 15 years. The emerald ash borer is an expert firewood hitchhiker.
Squarick says if and when signs of emerald ash borers are found in the state, a quarantine and containment plan will go immediately into effect. He says in the meantime, people should be mindful of the risks as they gather and store firewood for the winter.
Emerald ash borer or gypsy moth or oak wilt or any number of other forest pests or diseases that move around on firewood, those things are pretty much dormant right now, but in the springtime they hatch or their spores become active and they're ready to start or continue their life cycle again.
Squarick says the best thing is to burn up your firewood before spring arrives. If signs of fine squiggly boring are found under the bark, people are encouraged to call state officials immediately. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.